Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, Thursday, April 23rd, Season 4, Episode 34. Fun things to do during the quarantine. All right, so this is Episode 34. I've only been doing one episode a week right now, mainly due to the fact that my computer's been trash lately, and I've been having all kinds of technical difficulties with it. That said, I don't have a new laptop yet. I do have a new Wi-Fi adapter to hopefully keep me connected and able to do the things I need to do, which are record the podcast and make calls for work. So that said, I hope everybody is doing okay. I hope y'all are safe. Please keep yourselves at home and protected during this quarantine. That is what we can control. It's a weird, strange time for all of us. So we've all had to adjust to a new life virtually, which really isn't that much different for me personally than regular life was. Do I miss going to church every Sunday? Absolutely. Do I miss meeting clients face-to-face? Yes. Do I miss much else? I don't know. I really don't know what to think. Some days I feel down, some days I don't. So I'm sure everybody's been up and down like that through this time. The goal is to just have a good attitude, stay positive, and continue to do what we can control. And I don't know what that looks like for you, but for me, that means I need to regulate my days so I can work and get the things done I need to get done, as well as be a teacher, which most of you parents out there are in the same boat. We're now teachers teaching our kids what their teachers should be teaching them. Gives me a whole new respect for teachers, which I've respected them prior, but man, this has just been tough. And they changed the way we were doing things to now it's all done on Google, which has just been an absolute disaster for me to figure out. But thanks to my daughter's mother and her technical savvy skills, I think we got it. Co-parenting isn't easy, so I hope y'all co-parenting parents out there are, you know, hopefully coming together for parenting purposes. I know my daughter's mother and I have been doing a better job than ever before, which I'm thankful for that. Anyway, I'm rambling on. Let's get back to business here. Fun things to do during the quarantine. All right, number one, read more. Get into personal development books and read your Bible and grow your relationship with God. Those are the two things I base this podcast off of that I've been able to do for the past 2.5 years to create the life that I desire. And our goal every day should be to be the best version of ourselves. And right now, more than ever, we have more time to take care of ourselves personally than I think ever before, because we don't have to be a million different places. And I've said on a podcast recently that we need to really be focusing on what makes us happy more now than ever. And, you know, whatever that is for you, just do more of it. You're not being stretched to be doing what everybody else needs you to do at this time. So that said, read more. Get into personal development books. Quote, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. End quote. Viktor Frankl. Listen, I love this quote because literally right now we're in a situation to where we can't change the pandemic and what is happening with it. So now we have to challenge ourselves to adapt and change to the world around us and how we live life now. And what that looks like for most of us is virtual connection, which is not the same as physical connection, but that's what we have to do. We have to stay connected. We have to stay in touch with our friends, families, clients, whatever it may be. And you got to do that with phone calls and virtual meetings, okay? We all have the technology to do it. If you've got a smartphone, you can make it happen. And in terms of growing your relationship with God, you can do that through prayer and reading your Bible. Quote, take time to study God's word. It will change you. End quote. Gail Davis. There isn't really a better quote than that in terms of reading the Bible. If you get into the Word of God and start actually studying the Bible, it will in fact change the way you view a lot of things. It has for me. That doesn't mean I'm perfect by any stretch. No, that's far from what I think God wants. He just wants us to be more like Him. Okay, am I doing things to improve my relationship with God? Absolutely. You know, I'm still working on myself and working on who God wants me to be. And I am who I am, you know, and I'm thankful for God for that. I will grow my relationship at the pace He wants me to grow and do the things He wants me to do. It's tough trying to do what others want you to do. So just do what you want to do and what God wants you to do. Okay, it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to still be working on who you are. You know, I have a bad mouth. I'll admit it. I cuss a lot. Maybe not publicly, but definitely at home. And, you know, that's something I pray to that God works on in my life, because I know that I shouldn't say a lot of the things I say in terms of bad words. So my point is, it's okay to still be working on yourself and not be perfect in terms of what a perfect Christian looks like, because none of us will ever be that anyway. It's okay to still cuss and still read your Bible. That's my point. We've got to grow and get better, so I pray that God reduces that and ultimately takes it away from me. So whatever it is for you, pray that same prayer. Ask God, hey, look, I need help with this. Help me to improve on it. It's not going to make you any less of a Christian because you have a foul mouth. Just as long as you're working on it to get to be, or to get to the destination God wants you to get to. And I'm got to work on that more now than ever, because this whole quarantine thing can get us feeling a little out of ourselves and saying some things we may not necessarily mean. When you're around the people you love all the time, generally what I've learned is you will say things to them that you wouldn't say to others. So you got to be careful there as well. All right, moving along. Number two, get outside. I preach this almost on every single episode of the podcast. The sun and the outdoors will do wonders for the way you feel. Heck, even if it's not sunny, just getting outside in the light, the wind blowing in your hair will make you feel better. Trust me, I've lived that experience. Okay, it's going to give you energy and it's going to ease your mind. Quote, in the presence of nature, a wild delight runs through men and women, in spite of their real sorrows. End quote, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Listen, I put this quote on there simply because we all have things going on in our lives. And especially right now, a lot of us are probably more stressed than we've ever been. I know I've been up and down with that myself. But one thing that I've done to remain true to myself is I go outside and I get on the bike trail regardless of the weather. Now, if it's raining, probably not going out there. But my point is, I've heard people tell me it's too cold. You know what? If it's too cold, put some clothes on that you can take off when you get too hot from walking, running, sweating, biking, whatever it is going to make you hotter. Because I promise you this, when you get out on the bike trails, whether you're hiking or biking or walking, your blood's going to start flowing and you are going to get your body temperature up. So you're not going to be that cold anyway. And besides, I guarantee you have the gear to do these things. We just throw clothes on and you can take them off when you get too hot. We got to stop making excuses. Now is the time for us to really dive in to what it is we can control. And we can control. We are still allowed to go out into nature and have some fun and enjoy it. I just spent this last weekend on the Montour Trail in Pittsburgh, and then went to Morgantown and hit the Deckers Creek Trail and did some hiking at Cooper's Rock. And I'll tell you, one thing that's blowing my mind is how many people are actually doing that. And the cool part was they were all social distancing, staying away from everybody. You know, I found it interesting because the trail is like my place of zen, my place of peace. I go out there and I pray and I just think and I ease my mind and I let my thoughts flow into ideas and whatever it may be. But now there's more people out there than ever, and it's unusual because there's generally not millions of people out on a trail. Well, I guess there's really not millions of people now, but there's a lot. All right, moving along. Number three today. This is for the parents out there. It's time to play and hang out with your children. Get them off the video games. Get them off the iPads, the phones, whatever, and actually hang out with them. For me and my daughter, it's board games. It's cards. It's Nerf wars with homemade forts. We're outside shooting basketball at our hoop that we now have. Thank you to my mama for that. So you can, in fact, still do things and hang out with your kids. They probably need that time with you now more so than ever because they don't maybe understand what is happening fully. Like, you know, some of us adults don't even understand all that. So my point is we need to be hanging out with our kids. And if that means playing video games with them and not leaving them alone to play video games by themselves, I'd recommend it. My daughter and I are huge gamers, but we play together and we have fun together. The cool thing about being a parent to me is I get to talk about what life was like when I was a kid, and I get to show her that and bring her world into mine, and they intertwine together from my kid life to her kid life, and it's really, really cool. She is a unique child in the fact that she likes shows like American Pickers, okay? And I don't think a lot of kids today appreciate our history in terms of what you will find on American Pickers versus the regular world out there, if that makes sense. And she loves that kind of stuff. We collect old toys, mainly Transformers, but we still have some other older toys that we collect. And I think that's really cool that she gets to see what life was like through my eyes, and then through history, she gets to see what life was like for kids back in the past my day. And it's really cool for me too, because I get to remember those things as well and still learn what history was like prior to me being born. And it's really cool in terms of toys. I would recommend finding a hobby that y'all can do with each other that's going to help you relate to your child, yet inspire them that there's more out there than what maybe they think there is. Quote, "The best way to make children good is to make them happy," end quote. Oscar Wilde. And when you're making your child happy, it doesn't mean buying them everything they want. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I do spoil my daughter probably more so than I should. I'm not afraid to admit that. But what I want y'all to know is this. For me, nothing that I buy or invest in terms of toys, video games, you know, material items basically, is going to ever be something that breaks my relationship with my daughter. She knows as well as I know that our time together is far more important than the material items that we have. And for that, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that she understands that. She understands that we have the things we have because we're blessed to have those. She knows that she has to do things to earn whatever it is that we're doing. You know, even though I may be a spoiling type of parent, there's things that we have learned to understand that those things aren't nearly as important as a couple of things. One, your relationship with God. Two, your relationship with your child can never be replaced by those material things. Anyway, let's do a quick review. My phone's blowing up. Number one, read more, get into personal development books, read your Bible, grow your relationship with God through prayer and reading the Bible. Number two, get outside. That is probably something I will talk about on just about every single episode of this podcast. So get outside, hiking, biking, walking, just even sitting outside on your porch, your patio, your deck, you know, on a sidewalk. Who cares? Just be outside. And number three, parents, start hanging out with your children uninterrupted by things that don't matter. Anyway, that's all I got today. Folks, have a wonderful and blessed day. I will hopefully have more than one episode a week going forward. My goal is three. I'm trying to get this computer situation taken care of, and if all goes well today, I should be able to do three episodes next week, but we shall see. Y'all have a great day. I miss y'all. I love you. Pass this episode on to somebody who needs to hear it. We can only share by, or we can only grow by sharing the show. All right, y'all. May God bless you today. Take care and come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.